أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله معاشر المؤمنين اتقوا الله فإن من اتقى الله وقاه وأرشده إلى خير أمور دينه ودنياه O Muslims, O believers, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon the commands and staying away from the prohibitions. For indeed, the one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him, preserve him, and guide that person to all good in this life and in the hereafter. عباد الله, إن من كمال هذا الدين وجماله تكريمه للمرأة المسلمة وصيانته لها وحفظه لشرفها وعفتها وكرامتها. O servant of Allah, this deen is perfect and is complete. The legislation of Al-Islam address everyone, men and women, the rich and the poor. Everyone is addressed in a most beautiful manner that guarantees the good well-being for them in this life and the eternal happiness in the hereafter. So Islam has addressed the woman. From the beauty of this deen of Al-Islam that you will find in its teachings, how it honors the woman, the Muslim woman. And through those rulings and regulations, the woman is preserved and protected as related to her honor, her chastity. فَالْمَرْأَةُ الْمُسْلِمَةُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ تَعِيشُ فِي كَنَفِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَفِي ضَوْءِ تَوْجِيهَاتِهِ وَآدَابِهِ الْعِظَامِ عِيشَةً هَنِيئَةً مِلْءُهَا السَّعَادَةُ وَالْعِزُّ وَالطُّمَأْنِينَةُ وَالرِّفْعَةُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And this is a talk by our noble Shaykh, Dr. Abdul Razzaq Al-Abbad, Hafidhahullah. May Allah preserve him and put this on the scale of his good deeds. I'm sharing with you some of the guidelines as related to the Muslim women. The Muslim woman, O servant of Allah, she lives under the care and the protection of Al-Islam, in the light of its beautiful guidelines and great etiquettes. If she adheres to this, she will have a pure life, a life that is filled with stability, joy, happiness, might and tranquility. And yet, if she adheres to the teachings of Al-Islam, that woman, the Muslim woman, she will have a high rank in this life and in the hereafter. وَلَا تَزَالُ الْمَرْأَةُ تَحْيَى هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةَ الطَّيِّبَةِ مَا دَامَتْ مُتَمَسِّكَةً بِدِينِهَا مُحَافِظَةً عَلَى شَرْعِ رَبِّهَا قَائِمَةً بِحُقُوقِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَوَاجِبَاتِهِ وَآدَابِهِ الْعِظَامِ. The Muslim woman, she will continue to live this pure life, a life of stability, life of joy, life of ease and tranquility, as long as she holds on firm to her religion, as long as she applies the deen of Allah, as long as she preserves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated, adhering to the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by fulfilling the obligations. عباد الله وما جاء في الإسلام من توجيهات للمرأة وبيان للآداب التي عليها أن تلزمها ليست هي في مقام التضييق على المرأة أو الكبت لحريتها أو نحو ذلك كما يدعيه السفهاء والجهال والضلال، وإنما هي في الحقيقة ضوابط عظيمة وآداب كريمة تعد صيانة للمرأة وحفظا لفضيلتها وعفتها وصيانة للمجتمع الذي تعيش فيه. Now when you look at the rulings and regulations that came in Islam, which in reality they are guidelines for the woman, these guidelines shows in detail the etiquettes that the woman should adhere to and adorn herself with. These beautiful guidelines of Islam, they are no way, as some foolish and ignorant say, that this is oppression for a woman, nor that it takes the freedom from the woman. And the like of this foolish they say. But rather in reality, these are sublime rules and principles from Allah the Almighty. Great etiquettes. All of them are put by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve and protect the woman, to preserve her honor and her chastity. And by the way, this is a protection for the society. وَإِذَا تَخَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَةُ الْمُسْلِمَ عَنْ آدَابِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَخْلَاقِهِ ارْتَحَلَتْ عَنْهَا الْفَضِيلَةِ وَحَلَّتْ بِسَاحَتِهَا الرَّذِيلَةِ وَوَقَعَتْ فِي الْمُوبِقَاتِ وَالْآثَامِ. Now when you find the Muslim women, as this is a reality, many Muslim women are not adhering to the deen of Allah as they should, and may Allah guide them to be firm upon the deen of Allah and to be serious about it. When you find the Muslim women not adhering to the teachings of Al-Islam, not adorning herself with the etiquettes of Al-Islam, all virtues leave her. All merits and good and virtues depart away from this woman, and what comes instead? All despicable manners. Tranquility goes away. When a Muslim woman is not adhering to the deen of Allah, she's not abiding by the deen of Allah in her life, tranquility is gone. Serenity and peace and stability is gone and replaced by chaos, problems, disorder, grief and sorrow. And a woman, she will fall into disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عباد الله نذكر ببعض الآداب العظيمة والضوابط الكريمة الواردة في الكتاب والسنة المتعلقة بالمرأة المسلمة. Today, we will read to you some of the adabs, the great etiquettes, and great rules and principles that are found in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that concern the Muslim women. أولا, number one, أعظم الأسس وأجل الضوابط ومنبع الفضيلة عناية المرأة بعبادة الله، وأن يكون ذلك أعظم مطلوب لها وأجل مقصود. نعم، the first of these rules and principles found in Islam for the good and the well-being of the woman, that and it is the source of all virtue and merit for the woman, that she should take good care of worship. She should always remember the reason behind her creation, that she as well as the men were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim woman should make this her main goal, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال تعالى كما في سورة الأحزاب وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. Allah addressing the women, addressing the mothers of the believers, and this is addressed to all of the women, and establish the prayers and give the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, by this Allah intend to remove all evil from you or the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to purify you. ومن الضوابط العظيمة أن تعتني المرأة بالحجاب وذلك بستر جميع بدنها وزينتها عن الرجال الأجانب. Number two from these sublime and noble rules, rulings and principles that are found in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are there to preserve and protect the Muslim women, that the woman should take good care of the hijab, the veil and the Muslim dress. And this consists that she should cover her entire body. Likewise, she cover her adornments. Anything that she beautify herself with should not be displayed for men that are not mahram to her. Not for those who are stranger to her. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة الأحزاب يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين وكان الله غفورا رحيما. O Prophet, tell your wives, your daughters, and the wives of the believers to draw their cloaks on them, to cover themselves. This way they will be known as a chaste woman, because this is the characteristic of a chaste woman. She adheres to the commands of Allah and she covers herself properly. And this way they will not be harmed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Ghafoor al-Rahim. وقال جل وعلا في سورة الأحزاب أيضا وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلك أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن. Also in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 53. And when you ask them, this is Allah addressing the companions, when they are about to address the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to ask them, especially on matters of the deen. When you want to ask them anything, ask them from behind the curtain, from behind the barrier that is purer for your hearts and for their hearts. Shaykh ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala says, لا شك أن أمهات المؤمنين هن أطهر وأنقى القلوب والصحابة كذلك ورغم ذلك تأتي هذه الآية فما بالك بغيرهم ومن دونهم. Shaykh ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, amongst many of our noble scholars, they says, no doubt that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have the purest of hearts. Likewise, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, amongst men they are, and they have the purest of hearts, still Allah addressed them. When you ask the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam any matter, ask them from behind a barrier that is purer for your heart and for theirs. Unfortunately, you find women
right in the face of a man, talking like nothing happened. And they say, it's okay, there is nothing wrong with that. Review this ayat of Surah Al-Ahzab. And when we talk about the hijab, the woman, she should adhere to the hijab in accordance to what Allah has legislated. Not in accordance to customs. Not in accordance with the majority of the women in the area they are dressing with. Rather, the women, if they want good for themselves, as we bring in this, because we want good for them, then they have to search and learn what is the dress code. What should I wear so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with me? I will refer you to a book by one of the great scholars of this time, Al-Imam Al-Allam Al-Muhaddith, Nasr al-Din Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. His book called Jilbab Al-Mar'a Al-Muslima. The Jilbab of the Muslim women, and it is translated, walhamdulillah. Get that book, especially for the women. Read with the adilla how your khimar should be. Even the material, the color, the thickness, the width, the height, all of it. Walhamdulillah. ومن الضوابط عباد الله أن تلزم المرأة بيتها وأن لا يكون خروجها منه إلا لحاجة تضطرها لذلك. Likewise from the etiquettes, this is number 3, and the rulings and the principles for the good of the Muslim woman, that the Muslim woman is ordered to remain in her home, and she should not leave unless for necessity. That the best place for the Muslim woman is her house. And if she has to leave, she leave for necessity. قال تعالى في سورة الأحزاب وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. And remain in your homes. And do not display adornments as it was done in the times of ignorance. Some women, they find it difficult for them. But this is the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When her father tell her, you can't just keep going. No, you go for necessity. If you have to go to school, for example, you gotta go to a doctor appointment. She gotta go visit her grandparents. Or she come to the masjid sometimes. Or she go with her family for a picnic and the like, in a way that is pleasing to Allah. But as for the daughter just leaving the house, before you know it, they're gone. Or the women who are married, they find it, some women find it difficult when the husband says, where are you going? And she gave him a hard time for asking that question. The women should, if they want good for themselves, has nothing to do with your husband or your father. It has to do with this ayat, these principles. It is Allah who chose for you the best place for you. That is your house. It is not the malls. It is not the streets. It is your house. The Prophet ﷺ once sent to a woman that she expressed that she loved to pray with the Prophet ﷺ in his masjid. With the women, of course. But the Prophet ﷺ, he said to her, but you praying in the masjid of your tribe is better for you to pray with me in my masjid. And for you to pray in your home is better for you in reward than when you pray in the masjid of your tribe. So if the women want good for themselves, they abide by these guidelines. Number 4, وَمِنَ الدَّوَابِطِ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَلَّا تَخْلُوَ الْمَرْأَةُ الْمُسْلِمَ مَعَ غَيْرِ ذِي مَحْرَمٍ فَإِنَّ هَذَا لَا يَحِلُّ لَهَا بَلْ هُوَ بَابُ فِتْنَةٍ وَشَرٍ وَفَسَادٍ. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يخلون رجل بامرأة إلا مع ذي محرم. متفق عليه. وفي الحديث الآخر الذي صححه الألباني رحمه الله كما في صحيح الترمذي لا يخلون رجل بامرأة إلا كان ثالثهما الشيطان. The fourth of the etiquettes that we are reminding our beloved sisters and daughters and mothers in Islam, that a woman should not be alone with a man that is a stranger to her, that is not a mahram to her. This is not permissible for the woman. It's not permissible for her. Rather, this opened the door and the gate of a lot of evil. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumullah, whenever a man find himself alone with a woman, there is no mahram for him. Actually, the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whenever a man find himself, he said, the Prophet actually said, a man should not be alone with a woman that is not a mahram. He's not a mahram to her. You can be alone with your mother, with your wife, with your grandmother, with your aunt, with your daughter, but you cannot be alone with the sister of the community. You just can't, because this is prohibition. In the other hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, whenever a man find himself alone with a woman that he has no business to be alone with, except that the shaitan is their third one. And what the shaitan going to tell them? You think the shaitan going to tell him, fear Allah? You think the shaitan going to tell that man, get out of here. What you doing with this woman? La. ومن الضوابط عباد الله أن تحذر المرأة من الاختلاط بالرجال في المنتديات والتجمعات فإن الاختلاط أصل كل بلية وشر. And this ruling has something to do with the one before it. That the woman, the Muslim woman, that believes in Allah and the last day, she wants to be amongst the people of the Jannah. And she wants to be saved from the hellfire. Except that we have, especially, there are narrations that we don't have the time to bring all of them. Narrations that the Prophet ﷺ, one of them, he says, that the women, they are the majority of the people in the hellfire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And also the Prophet ﷺ mentions once he saw this crow, this bird. The crow is the usually black color, but one of them has a whiteness in it, and that's rare. It's rare when you find that. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, the women who make it to the Jannah are like this, the similitude of this crow that have whiteness in it to the rest of the crows. And we're not saying this to despair the women, but we're just saying this, that you know that it is serious for you to look at these guidelines. From them, do not mix with men. They are not permissible for you to mix with them. And avoid gatherings where men mix together and with women. Avoid all of that. اختلاط. Because this brings all evil. والعياذ بالله. وإذا كان نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام قد قال في شأن المساجد خير صفوف النساء آخرها وشرها أولها. If the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in a hadith that the best of the rows of the women, the last ones, the ones in the back, and the most evil of the rows of the women, the one in the front, is the opposite for men. For men, the best rows is the front. For the women, the best of the rows is the one is in the back of the masjid. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا صلى لبث في مصلاه ليعطي النساء فرصة الذهاب قبل انصراف الرجال. إذا كان يفعل ذلك في المسجد فكيف بغيره من الأماكن عباد الله. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he used to finish the salat, he used to remain for a while. The ulama, they said to give time for the women to leave, to go home. So when the men leave, the women are already gone. If this is the etiquette in the masajid, when the people come to worship Allah, what about the etiquette of the markets and the malls? Now in some masajid you find the women, they leave after salat, after jumu'ah, after the Eid, and they go and camp right on the parking lot, waiting for the men to come and see them. Now the Muslim women, she leave immediately, or she waits in the musalla until the men are gone, and she goes straight to her house. وَمِنَ الدَّوَابِتَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ أَلَّا تُسَافِرَ الْمَرْأَةِ إِلَّا مَعَ ذِي مَحْرَمٍ. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يحل لامرأة تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر أن تسافر مسيرة يوم إلا مع ذي محرم. Likewise, from the etiquettes that the woman who believe in Allah, the Muslim woman who believe in Allah and the last day, should not travel without a mahram. This is something that the women, they're like, look, we're free, man. Ain't nothing gonna happen to me. You think nothing happening to you? You disobeying Allah? and you disobeying the command of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what worse could happen to you? They thinking about like that, nothing happened to me. Look, I went, I came back, my purse still with me, my money still with me, and nobody touched me. And they think that's the worst that can happen to them. The worst that can happen to you, my dear sister in Islam, is when you disobey Allah. And when you disobey the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it is not permissible for a woman who believes in Allah and the last day to travel a distance of walking for one day without a mahram. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد عباد الله We don't have much time left. We're gonna just go ahead mention the English parts inshaAllah ta'ala. Likewise number 7 from the etiquette and the rulings that the woman should be aware and she should display this etiquette when she leave the house, when she had to leave the house. She should live in a way that is pleasing to Allah. She should not make any move or any statements to draw the attentions of men. Some women, they display their adornments. They have so much jewelry. Alhamdulillah, you have jewelry, it's okay, but not in outside the house. Women, they walk in and you hear that the adornment, this is not permissible. Likewise, from the etiquette, say, Ibadallah, and especially we're addressing our noble sisters in Islam, that when a woman leaves the house, she should not put any perfume on. No makeup on. No perfume. Some women, they put perfume, and when they pass in front of a man, if you smell it, this is not permissible from the Muslim women. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَيُّمَ امْرَأَةٍ اسْتَعْطَرَتْ ثُمَّ مَرَّتْ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ لِيَجِدُوا رِيحَهَا فَهِيَ زَانِيَةٌ حَسَّنَهُ الْأَلْبَانِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, any woman that put perfume and leave the house so that the man smell her fragrance, she's a fornicator, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Likewise, number 9 from the etiquettes, that a woman who believes in Allah and the last day, a woman that wants good for herself, she should not be soft in speech when she addresses men that are stranger to her. So no joking, no chatting with men that are not your mahram. Rather, you don't speak unless if you have to talk to those men. And when you talk straight to the point. No laughing, no smiling. Some women be cracking jokes with strangers and they get too deep into how you doing. Not the Muslim women. The Muslim women, she go to the store, how much is this? $50, here's your money, and that's it, and she leave. She don't sit there, and how did you hear the news yesterday? What do you say about this? No, she has no business engaging in any conversation like that. She protects herself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, فَلَا تَخْدَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَدْ وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا Then be not soft in speech, lest he in whose heart is a disease to the evil, should be moved with desire, but speak in an honorable manner. Number 10, and lastly, from the guidelines and the rulings of Al-Islam to the women, that the woman should lower her gaze. She can't just be looking everywhere. If she leaves her house, she goes straight to the points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them in Surah An-Nur. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ And command the believing women to lower their gazes and to protect their private parts. فَهَذِهِ مَعَاشِرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَشْرَةُ ذَوَابِطُ عَظِيمَ مُسْتَمَدَّ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّنَا وَسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّنَا صلى الله عليه وسلم تخصص بالمرأة المسلمة These are 10 guidelines. A great guidelines taken from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertaining to the Muslim women. We should all of us, as parents, fathers, grandfathers, as husbands, as the imam of the masjid, those who give da'wah, those who give classes, the community members, as brothers. All of us, we should help one another. And we should make sure that our sisters are adhering to the deen of Allah. We should help our wives, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our stepdaughters and stepmothers and the like. We help them to grow upon fadila, upon merit and virtue of Islam. And we assist them and we help them so they can stay away from all evil and that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the women, we say have taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you are upright, the house is upright. The society is upright. But if you, the woman, is corrupt, that reflects in a bad way on your family and reflects on the society. فاسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى العظيم أن يصلح نساءنا وبناتنا وأن يهدينا جميعا إلى صراطه المستقيم. Ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to preserve and protect and to rectify the affairs of our women, our daughters, and to guide us all to the path that is straight. اللهم وفقنا للعمل بكتابك واتباع شرعك والاهتداء بهدي نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم حبب لنسائنا وبناتنا التأسي بأمهات المؤمنين وبالصحابيات الجليلات وبغيرهن من النساء الفاضلات إنك سميع مجيب يا رب العالمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the love in the hearts of our women, whether they be mothers, wives, daughters, stepdaughters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put love in their hearts for the believing women, especially the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the female companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that they can follow their example and follow their way, because that is the right way. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katheera.